A woman from Hanover, already a mother of four, delivered twins on the last day of August, right around dinner time. Now you might ask, how is that news? The answer is because what happened tested the limits of a childbirth improvement project by Dr. Atul Gawande, developed at his lab, Ariadne Labs. To tell the story, WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning takes us to South Shore Hospital, where the parents, Melissa and Sean McDougall, have just checked in.
Melissa McDougall is propped up in bed, blonde hair pulled into a neat bun, makeup still fresh. She's ordered a sub, turkey, ham, and provolone with mayo, when her regular obstetrician, who's on duty today, pops in.
How are you? You're going to have babies today. Are you excited?
Yes.
Dr. Ruth Levesque claps her hands, chats a bit, and reviews steps she's discussed with the McDougalls many times. Melissa will be given Pitocin, a drug to induce labor. The first twin expected out, Brady, is head down, positioned for a normal vaginal delivery. Levesque turns to Sean McDougall, a tall, lanky man who can barely contain his excitement.
So if you're catching the first one, I'm going to be gloved with you, just because
I
have a degree.
Perfect.
We'll see what happens with Baby B.
Baby B, to be named Bryce, is the boy who will really test what's called the Team Birth Project and one of its main goals, fewer cesarean sections. Right now, Bryce is horizontal, across the top of Melissa's uterus. Babies do not come out sideways. That's one reason Melissa may be headed for a C-section. And there's another, says Dr. Levesque. Melissa delivered a daughter, now four, by cesarean.
She has a scar in her uterus, so there's a risk of uterine rupture. Very rare, but there's always a possibility.
And possibly a greater risk for Melissa, who is 37 and is having twins. But the McDougalls want vaginal deliveries for both boys.
I just feel like it's better for the kids, better for the babies.
And better for most moms. About half of all cesareans are considered avoidable. They are the focus of the Team Birth Project designed by Dr. Neil Shaw and colleagues at Ariadne Labs in Boston, now in the testing phase at South Shore Hospital. Shaw begins with an acknowledgement. Childbirth is complicated. You've got two patients, the mother and the baby, and an ad hoc, often shifting team that at a minimum includes the mom, a nurse, and a doctor.
So you've got, you know, three people who have to come together and become a very high-performing team in a really short period of time for one of the most important moments in a person's life.
And this team has to perform at its best during an unpredictable event, labor. Shaw says doctors and nurses are sure of some things, like when a mom is in active labor. And much of the time they agree about when a mom can have a vaginal delivery and when she needs a C-section.
And then there's this huge gray zone. And actually everything about the Team Birth Project is about solving for the gray.
The Team Birth Project solution includes an individual childbirth plan for every woman at South Shore, laid out on a whiteboard divided into sections. The hospital's OB chief, Dr. Kim Dever, shows me one a few days before Melissa McDougall arrives.
The first column talks about the team, defined as the patient, most important, their support person, the nurse taking care of the patient, and then the provider or providers.
Names are added and erased as family members come and go and nurses change shifts.
Then the next column talks about the plan. And we again break it down into those three important factors, the maternal, the fetal, and the progress.
The mother, baby, and the labor are tracked as three separate elements of a delivery. A mom with high blood pressure may need special attention, but that doesn't mean she can't have a normal delivery. A section called Next Assessment lets moms know what to expect.
One of the most important pieces we put on there is, when are we going to next assess the patient? When we leave the room, they kind of know what's next.
Back in the McDougall's room, Dr. Levesque has a green dry erase marker poised over a category labeled patient preferences that will guide Melissa's delivery.
Melissa, specific things besides babies on your chest, Sean helping with delivery, are there specific things that are important to you guys? Perfect, absolutely, yep. So I'm going to write that. So skin to skin, epidural.
Everyone settles in to wait. About 4 hours later, Melissa isn't yet feeling contractions. Dr. Levesque breaks the water sack around Brady.
Looks nice and clear. Yeah. Hi, bud. Come out and hang out with us. Tickling this little kiddo's head. Whenever you start getting uncomfortable and you think you want an epidural, we'll do an epidural at that point.
An epidural is Melissa's preference, but it's her doctor's too. In fact, they insisted that Melissa agree to be numbed from the waist down if she wants to deliver Bryce vaginally. OBs may need to turn the baby, find a foot, and pull Bryce out, causing pain most women would not tolerate.
Hi! How are you?
Just came to say hi.
Enter Dr. Terry Marino, a high-risk OB who specializes in delivering babies positioned like Bryce. Marino has been seeing Melissa regularly, along with Dr. Levesque. Sean asks if they'll all pose for a picture with Melissa.
Can we make funny faces?
I want you to. I would love for you to.
Can you Snapchat?
You guys are like her favorite people on the planet. So.
As the hours tick by, nurse Barbara Fatemi checks Melissa's pain level.
Okay, don't hold your breath. Breathe, relax.
Melissa says she can tolerate a lot of pain, but Sean tells Fatemi he sees the strain in his wife's face. Fatemi acts on Sean's assessment, something he says later reinforces his feeling that they're a team.
Are you getting uncomfortable and you'd like to consider having that epidural placed right now? Okay.
When it's in, but before the drugs start flowing, Melissa gets up to go to the bathroom. She returns looking scared, color draining from her face. Fatemi calls Dr. Levesque. While in the bathroom, Melissa felt the urge to push.
I was not expecting that. So much pressure. I mean, I didn't feel anything until I went to the bathroom.
Really shaking. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
See it. You, my friend, are 10 centimeters.
Melissa has to move quickly now into an operating room. She'll deliver both babies there in case Bryce doesn't shift and she needs a last-minute cesarean.
I'll see you in a few minutes. No pushing without me, okay?
As nurses roll Melissa down the hall, she has one question for Sean.
Did you talk to my mom?
Yeah, she knows. We're good.
Almost 5 years ago, two women wheeled into South Shore operating rooms during childbirth died. Both had C-sections. State investigators found no evidence of substandard care. But Dr. Dever says the hospital scrutinized everything.
I think when you have something like that happen, that expedites your efforts exponentially.
Now, Dever says she sees an opportunity through the Team Birth Project to model changes that could help women far and wide.
I would love women everywhere to be able to come in and have a safe birth and a healthy baby. If someone said, why are you doing this? That's why I'm doing it.
Okay, so we're in at 1712.
But the Team Birth Project is about to be pushed to its limits by tiny Bryce McDougall. First, though, Melissa must push out Bryce's brother, Brady.
Okay, you ready? Grab this hand from me. Ready? Curl down. Push like heck.
Bent nearly in half, her face beat red, Melissa strains for 5 pushes. She throws up and gets back at it.
Oh, my goodness. Brady.
Oh,
hello.
Sean steps back, weeping. Dr. Marino takes his place next to Dr. Levesque, who has reached inside Melissa. Her mission is to grab Bryce's feet and guide him out. But everything feels like fingers, not toes.
That's a hand.
Yeah.
That's a hand, too.
Dr. Marino rolls an ultrasound across Melissa's belly, hoping the scan will show a foot. But Bryce's feet are out of sight and out of reach.
He has like a hand.
Yeah, a hand. All I have is hands.
Dr. Marino, who has more experience with transverse babies, asks to try. She reaches into Melissa's uterus while Dr. Levesque moves to Melissa's right side and starts using her forearm to shift Bryce, to push him down. Dr. Dever, the head of OB, has come in and takes over the ultrasound. At least 6 doctors and nurses encircle Melissa, whose face is taut. Sean frowns.
Can you be okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Melissa nods. Bryce's heart rate is steady, but there's still no sign of a foot. His hands are so close, one slips out. Dr. Marino nudges it back in.
Open the table.
Let me hold it down. Open the table.
Dr. Marino has asked to open the table, meaning the array of surgical instruments next to Melissa's bed Marino will use to perform a C-section if necessary. Then, Dr. Marino asks me to stop recording. For 36 seconds, this room with more than a dozen adults grows oddly quiet while Dr. Marino twists her arm this way and that, determined to find Bryce's feet. Dr. Levesque leans hard into Melissa's belly. Sean bites his lip. Then Marino yanks at something, and there's her gloved, bloody hand clutching 2 teensy legs.
Okay, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Sean is weeping again. Melissa manages an exhausted giggle. Bryce keeps everyone waiting a few more seconds and then howls. Outside the OR, Drs. Levesque and Marino look relieved and elated. Both agree that most doctors would have delivered Bryce by C-section. But here, the McDougals had a hospital that has challenged itself to perform fewer C-sections, and a doctor with experience in these unusual deliveries, one who knew the parents' preference.
You know, they specifically wanted to have vaginal delivery of both babies.
And are you thinking that in that moment?
Yep.
You're searching for the...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bryce was fine, says Marino. So the deciding factor was that Sean and Melissa did not panic.
They did not flinch. They were like, keep going. Because sometimes the patient will say, stop. And then you stop.
Sean says he came close in that last minute before Bryce was born.
That was pretty aggressive.
But Sean says feeling that he and Melissa were part of the team in that moment made a difference.
I think it made us more comfortable.
And what did that translate into?
Trust. That we trusted the decisions that they were making.
Melissa says she's grateful for the vaginal delivery.
I did not want to have it natural and C-section. I know, it'll be a brutal recovery.
Now, 30 minutes after Dr. Marino pulled Bryce out of her, Melissa is nursing Brady and FaceTiming with the in-laws.
Hey, Pa. Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
They're beautiful.
South Shore began using the team birth approach in April. The test period will run for 2 years. In the first 4 months, by one measure, the hospital's C-section rate has dropped from 31 to 27%, or about 4 fewer C-sections each month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.